You know, out in the lobby, I ran into Kim. And first thing she said to me, I said, hey, how you doing? She said, oh, I'm sore. And I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, we worked out in the garden. She said, I tilled it twice.
She did.
She said, every muscle in my body is sore today. I said, that's awesome. Because sometimes that feels so good. It's actually called delayed onset muscle soreness, by the way. Oh, man, it seems to get worse as you get older. It used to be like you'd hurt a little bit the next day and then it would be fine. Now, for me, it's like 2 days later. I'm like, what did I do to myself? And I have to remember, but it is so good for you, making sure you get physical exercise. I love that feeling of soreness. It reminds me, oh, I've got a muscle here. What is that doing there? I hope you get your endorphins today. Do something to move your body, something that works your body, whatever you can. Some people have the physical capacity to really work out. If you can't do that, do a few push-ups, do a plank. If you are less mobile, hey, work those arms. Do those little circles. Whatever it is, move your body a little bit today because it is good for you. Mm-hmm. It's good for your brain. And make sure, so you don't get that delayed onset muscle soreness too bad, make sure you drink plenty of fluids, you get your sleep, and of course the occasional rest day if you need it. But remember, what was it, Isaac Newton? Laws of motion, an object at rest will stay at rest. An object in motion will stay in motion. So get yourself in motion because it's good for you.
I'll tell you what, she did. She tilled that thing twice. I was proud of her.
Way to go, Kim.
She got in there and she got it done. Got her garden ready to go.
Today you get out there.